Reverend Tommy Mounts.
God never called men to be great. He only called them to follow Him. He simply said, follow me.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for joining me this morning on this beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made, and the Bible said we shall and we could rejoice and be glad therein. Happy New Year to you and a better day tomorrow. I think today is a great day, and we're going to worship and magnify the Lord and just hold, lift up His holy hands and tell Him how much we love Him. So let's stand together and pray together, because the Bible said the family that prays together will stay together. So let's pray together and magnify and worship Almighty God. Okay? Well, let's go right now and do this song right here. I think it's a great song, very fitting for this time of the season. And it says, we want America and we want it back.
Something is wrong with America. She once held the Bible as her comforting guide. We've allowed those who hold nothing to be sacred, like Solomon, they push morals aside. Now where are the men who once stood for right, and the women who championed their cause? We must return to the values we left before this country is totally lost. We want America back. We want America back from those who have no self-control. We want America back. This nation is like a runaway train. It is down the wrong track, but it's time for the armies of God to arise and say, we want America back. You know, I love America, but I just don't love what she has become. The scripture said, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And America has forgotten the godly foundation upon which she was built. Yes, something is wrong when our children are asked to attend public schools that in many cases resemble war zones, without even the basic right of any soldier, the right to pray to the God of heaven. Many times a wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenager is allowed to stay in school, while our Supreme Court decided to expel God from all the classrooms over 30 years ago. Yes, something is wrong. Television daily bombards the truth of our nation with the idea that wrong is right and the abnormal is normal, that all is acceptable. And what God calls an abomination is no more than just our lifestyle. And it has left a great effect. 30 years ago, the number one TV show in America was the Andy Griffin Show. But just look at us now, what we have today. Yes, something is wrong when our government can pass out contraceptives to our children in school without even their parents' consent. And yet the Gideons cannot pass out the Bible on the campus. Something is wrong when our leaders can say to your children and mine that premarital sex is all right as long as it's safe sex. Yet something is wrong, and for one, I'm ready for the change. I'm ready to say to my government, I am not raising dogs in my home, I'm raising children, created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And I'm going to teach them the Bible. If the Bible says it's right, then it's right. If the Bible says it's wrong, then it's wrong. The only hope that America has, that if godly men and women with character will stand together like one great mighty army and declare to the immoral and the impure and the obscene and to the proud, your days of unlimited excess of America is over. For the armies of God, they've been silent too long. Yes, my friends, today we're going to take America back.
Well, I've often wondered who gave the world to the devil anyhow. I mean, we are going, and thank you, Betty Jo and Ernie and Bobby and Alicia Coulter. Thank you, and Barry and Patty, my, but what can we do without you? And Dana Olson and Daryl Olson, way out there in Arizona, our web servers, they're carrying our ministry right on the website. If you want to get our website, all you got to do is take any internet and type in www.stbi.org, Tommy Mounts Ministry, and you can pull up the songs or anything you want in there, the message or whatever you want to listen to, then you can get it right there. And Daryl and Dana are making that possible. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Dana. And here's a song I love to sing. It says, Help is on the way.
A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. But God sent the prophet just to make his word be known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you ever ask him, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Troubles of this old life come by, burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember what his word says, just to trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven, cause help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow If you give up today, just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow. If you give up today, just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help is on the way.
Yes, before we ever asked, he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, though I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. I know that this corona is bad, people. You want to be very cautious, be very careful about that, and take care of yourselves. Wash your hands and stay a distance from people, and don't get that stuff if you can help it. But I'm praying for you, and I hope that you're praying for me. So let's go right now. I want to do this song right here. A lot of people love this song, and I want to do it especially just for you. It says, Ride Out Your Storm.
You've been in the storm, and it seems like forever, and your nights of confusion, they've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting. But the night's almost over, so ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you. Though you may not feel him, you're never alone. You're hurting now, but the morning is coming. Hold on to Jesus. Ride out your storm. Waters be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Hold on to Jesus, ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you. Though you may not feel him, you're never alone. You're hurting now, but the morning is coming. Ride out your storm. Just hold on to Jesus. Ride out your storm.
Let me ask you a very important question, and I know that you as Christians, I have many different people in my audience that are listening. I realize I have some that have been born again through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I feel, and I like to feel, that we also have folks in our listening audience who has never had an experience with God. And I've got two separate questions to ask as we talk about the sower and the seed. You know, the Bible said the sower went forth to sow the seed. Now, the first question I'd like to ask you is pinpointed to the Christian. And this question is, where were you when the seed fell? Can you remember the time? Can you remember the place? Can you take me to the spot? I can. I can take you back to the very spot. I can tell you the very moment. I can tell you exactly that great experience that happened to me on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia many, many years ago. My intent was not about God. My intent was not even a care about my soul. But the seed fell that night. It was around 11:35 that night on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia. And God spoke to my heart, and the seed of God's love fell deep in my spirit and down in my soul. Like old Brother B.R. Lakin used to say, that it fell down into a bucket of honey around about the fifth rib. It busted open the fifth rib, and the joy of the Lord began to pour out. And from that time, God has been with me. And I know there's many times that I failed Him, but He's never failed me. And I'd like to say to you today, my friend, if you're a born-again child of God, and you've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, you can remember that time when God saved you, and you never will forget it. The songwriter said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see." You know, the story cannot be told any plainer than that. I could go to college and universities all over the country and learn great words and become a great theologian, but there's no greater words than that. When we sing that song, "Amazing Grace," it tells about the grace of God and how amazing it is. The old boy went to revival, and the preacher got up and preached on John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." He preached it for every night during the revival. He preached on John 3:16. Well, that old boy got right with God, and on the close of the revival.
Well, I don't want to happen to her tape, but anyhow, let's go to a song right now. I'm sorry that sermon just quit on me. I was taping this sermon, and I wanted you to hear it. It was very, it was just right out Bible. I mean, I preach the Bible, as you well know, and it shocked me when all of a sudden it stopped. But anyhow, let's go to a song right now, and I'll be back in just a minute.
acquaintance renew. You bless me in the morning by the smile that I wear. When I meet you in the morning, in the city that is filled with prayer.
Well, again, let me say I'm very sorry that sermon quit on me like that. All of a sudden, it shocked me as much as it did you, but that's my first mistake for the beginning of a brand new year. We've been on radio here for a lot of years. Seemed like, well, we've been on here since 86, and that's been a long time. But listen, you stand behind me. We'll keep preaching the gospel, and as long as you stay with me, I'm going to continue right on and carrying the gospel. If I could see good, I would be at a church somewhere pastoring, but I just can't see good enough to be back in the pulpit. But anyhow, we're going to continue the radio ministry. As long as you help support it, we will carry it right on.
One day I came to him I was so thirsty. I asked for water, my soul was so dry. He gave me water I had never dreamed of. But for this water my Lord had to die. He said I thirst, yet he made the river. He said I thirst, yet he made the sea. I thirst, cried the King of all ages. In his great thirst, he brought water to me. Now there's a river that flows as clear as crystal. It comes from God, his throne above. And like the river that it dwells up inside me, bringing mercy and a life-giving love. He said I first, yet he made the river. He said I thirst, yet he made the sea. I thirst by the King of all ages. In his great thirst, brought water to me. He said I first, yet he made the river. He said I first, yet he made the sea. He said I first, right the in his great mercy, he brought mercy to me.
I think the first time I ever heard that song sung from a pulpit, Robin Barley used to sing that. And Robin, if you're listening to broadcast, or any of you listen to broadcast, I miss those good old days. We used to get together, Bob and I, and Vern and Paul and all of us got together. And my, we just had a great time of fellowship in the Lord. So I want to say that Robin Barley used to sing that song. I hope she's still singing it and blessing the people's hearts, because she done a marvelous job on it. And that's the first time I ever heard it, but I was glad I could do it for you. There's a song I love. You let it minister to you. It says, "Someone to Care."
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you. When your disappointments come and you feel so blue, there is someone who will care for you. When you need that special friend, he'll be a friend until the end. There is someone who is a friend to you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you. He'll come down from the sky, he'll brush those tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you.
Our Father, we're so thankful today. We feel the Holy Spirit is moving amongst us and across the radio airs. I pray that people are listening and enjoying the songs and the ministry. I appreciate them. I appreciate everything that everybody's done to hold this preacher's hands up and reach out across the airway to lost people. A lot of people's lost without God. And Lord, they need to turn to you before it's ever lasting too late. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed this morning. I hope you have too. It's always good to get with my friends and I make a lot of mistakes along the way. I mean, I'm not perfect, but I am forgiven. Thank God. God forgave me and said, "Well, son, you've been a sorry thing, and your sins had you weighted down, but I lifted the load of sin from you, and I gave you life and gave it to you more abundantly." Isn't it wonderful to have a Savior like that? To have someone who cares for us? Jesus cares for us. I care for you. Will you please pray for me? Well, I got to get off from here, but until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
He'll come down from the sky,
You can write to me, Box 2642, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.